Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hey, Richard, I want to get you on the nightly news in the next few weeks. Let's set this up. Richard Belzer is our guest, to go over all 50 people you put in the book that were mysteriously murdered. So we'll set that up after the show today.
I want to apologize to your listeners, because I do go on, and I really want to, you know...
You do not go on. In between me bringing up points and the callers, you're absolutely kicking butt. No, I want to get you on to really go over where you see society going on the TV show, so that we have, you know, like an hour between commercials, and I can do an extensive, in-depth interview with you. But finishing up before we take a few more final calls, you were making a point about the delight the establishment takes a delight in, and then the break cuts you off.
Yeah. What I'm studying now for my next book is, to what extent are true sociopathic personalities dominating governments today, and why do people tolerate them? You know what I mean? It's like, there's a great book about the shaping of collective memory. It's like, who owns the story? You know what I mean? Tom Wicker, Dan Rather, George Will, like four or five reporters, you know, they covered the Kennedy murder in 63.
They don't own the narrative anymore, so what they're trying to do is just scramble the narrative where there is no narrative.
That's exactly right. But people are still holding on to this narrative, you know, out of institutional embarrassment. That's why I think the corporate press is not just saying, okay, come on, you know, more than one person was involved, okay? You know, they won't even say that. And it's out of because they blew the story. And, you know, all these great reporters, have not...
Even Congress, as you know, in the investigation nobody talks about, found it was a conspiracy. And if they get caught on this, it's over for them.
Well, you know, a lot of people that were involved are no longer with us. There's no danger to the national security. I think it's an insult to the American people and patronizing and contemptuous to just officially keep, you know, denying this reality. This is one of the ghostliest parts of our history. The Kennedy assassination is not taught in schools. It's one sentence or one paragraph. You know, it's like very mysterious, because it exposes who we are, this national security state that can kill a president, get away with it, brainwash a good deal of the public, and shame those that question it. You know, it's a classic German, you know, I hate to keep doing this, but it's classic propaganda where, you know, the big lie, you know, it's a cliche, but it's true. You know, Goebbels said, you know, it's easy to control a country. All you have to do is invent a threat from the outside and then demonize those who question it. I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, and that's what they do. And they're doing it now. It's like, it's scary. This thing about, you know, them busting the whistleblowers is really chilling stuff, because everyone thought, oh, well, Obama's not going to be, you know, like Bush or whoever. There's only one party. It's the, you know, it's the Republicrats.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, Obama is going after the press like no president's ever done, and going after government people that expose, you know, stealing money. Right. And then they go, no, we can steal the money. You're going to jail.
Your analogy of that bank that got busted for laundering money and the... You know, and they paid a little fine. It was like if you or I went in and held up a bank and got $5 million, and they said, all right, give us $100,000 and we'll let you go.
Exactly. But we did the math. It was something like the equivalent, I think, of $3,000 out of $1 million. If you stole $1 million, it was Wachovia and Wells Fargo, $378 billion in laundered money, and they paid a $101 million fine.
That was for them. That's a joke. It's a joke. And
it's like giving the cop a tip. Like the cops help you bring the bags of money out to 15 vans, and then you give the cop a tip. It's like, thank you for helping me with that.
Yeah. Did I do that in my act?
Absolutely. Hey, stay there. I'm going to come back to one more segment with you, because I promised to go to Richard, wants to talk about gun control, Alex in Louisiana, arrest for filming police, Chad in Iowa, David in Colorado, and Nick in Connecticut. We're going to just take those 5-6 calls, and that's it, because we're doing the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central, prisonplanet.tv. Get the book, Hit List.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, it's terrible news, but I hope it's a gas main or something not terror-related. Explosion at the Boston Marathon. We'll punch up some feeds of this. We're in overdrive. We're live. It's 208 Central. And two explosions in Boston Marathon. People hurt in large explosions. Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. And that'll blame it on Iran, blame it on the Patriot group. Or is it going to be a veteran or something? I mean, this is just so horrible. Again, I hope nobody's really been hurt bad, and also hope it's a gas main or something like that. Because they will, again, they're going to turn all public events. First, it's have checkpoints at the airport, then it's the mall, then it's the sports stadium, then it's the hotel, then it's the highway, then it's the bus station. This is already in Austin. Then it's Army at the Kite Festival. Then it's, any event has to have, troops at it. Two explosions at Boston Marathon. CNN producer, people hurt in large explosions. Obviously, nightly news tonight. Nightly news tonight. We'll have more details on this 7 o'clock Central. I'm so sick of this. Richard Belzer, journalist, best-selling author, researcher, movie star, TV star. It's kind of a side job. He's got a new book out, Hit List. Knowing how much they use false flags, and of course I should give people the website. It's belzerbook.com or ibells.com, like ibells.com, ibelz.com. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com. Author of I'm Not a Cop and many other co-authored How to Be a Stand-Up Comic and Dead Wrong. his most recently hit list. And he joins us right now. He's a talk show host as well. He's on everything. And in the film, he was... wait a minute. Belzer, I'm going to show my ignorance. You were in Scarface?
Oh, yeah. I was on stage at the Babylon Club when they...
No, that's right. It's hiding in plain view when they try to kill Tony. And you're going, everybody, let's give it to... And they're making fun of Cubans.
Right.
Oh, my gosh, you're even cooler. Oh, my, now I'm really jealous. Oh, man, that's one of my favorite movies. And yeah, of course you're in that. Of course you're in that. Yeah, that's you.
That's me with my Reagan hair.
Oh, my gosh. Anyways,
you mentioned before about what we have to keep our eye on in this marathon story is the very first official reaction.
Yeah, guys, save these recordings. Save all the recordings. Record everywhere.
What?
I'm telling the crew, record everywhere.
Yeah, and how are they gonna paint this? I'm working with veterans now. I convinced the show I'm on, Law and Order, Special Victims Unit, to do an episode about a vet who had PTSD, and they tried to disparage him on the stand because he was having flashbacks and stuff. But he gathered himself and helped us convict someone. So, because I wanted to make the vet the hero, because when these kids come home, and they are a lot of them kids, and their lives, their limbs, they're shattered, you know, we rob their money, they have tons of paperwork, you know, it's really obscene. And when there was a shooting in it was a vet with shots, they said, oh, he's got PTSD. Nobody with PTSD is shooting anybody. That disease does not make people shoot people, you know?
Well, they're training the police that vets will target every police department and prepare for this war.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, Nazi Germany targeted Jews. The Russians targeted other people, the kulaks, the farmers. Hey, have you seen all these reports where now Homeland Security says the new enemy is going to be mainline Christians? I mean, it's so absurd. It's Drudge now running the headline, explosions at Boston Marathon. And the Boston Globe, all they have is a Twitter out. Boston and New England's leading news source, Green Line, due to police activity, GL terminating, and it goes, multiple people injured, at least a dozen injured after explosion. Man, I hope this isn't a false flag or a real terror attack, Richard.
No, I hope not, but they're going to use it, even if it's innocent, they will use it because everyone's focused on it now, and people can be controlled when they're all on the same emotion at the same time. You know, the government's been studying this since, you know, World War One, how to manipulate us.
Exactly. So, nobody's supposed to be upset about all the murder and death going on with the globalists. They unfreeze our emotions, though, at certain times and tell us when we're supposed to get upset.
That's so exactly classic, mind control. And, people used to call me crazy, but... You know, in 1954, they had a thing, Operation Mockingbird, where they were figuring out how to see through your television. Okay? 1954. So what do you think they do now? I mean, they probably have, you know, cameras in our bathrooms to see what we excrete and then arrest us.
Let's just fade up the communist news channel, more like the corporate news channel.
Well, they're going to be pulling cash.
Let's fade this up.
There's a whole CNN process underway right now, but the reality of the situation is it is almost impossible to protect an event, especially one that is over a protracted space as a marathon is. And, you know, I hate to say it, but these are the times that we live in.
Richard, that's what they're saying on CNN. So they're already basically saying it's a terror attack. Oh, my goodness.
No, we're helpless is what he's saying. That's so they can control us more. Now, Alex, I think I mentioned this last time I was on, but it bears repeating. During the Iraq War, PSYOP officers from Fort Detrick, Maryland, were in CNN every day writing copy, approving stories, and shaping the vision of the war. So I'm sure, you know, they never went over. They say, well, that was just that. They're still there. You know, this is, you know, well, you know what I'm talking about.
Like, that even came out in the Washington Post, and I talk about it, and people don't believe me. That WorldNet Daily and Washington Post broke it at the time. WorldNet Daily first, forced Washington Post, and of course Drudge carried it way back then. And, of course, have you seen the White House chief advisor Obama saying how horrible Drudge is because they can't control the narratives? I mean, they're worried about one website. I think that's the good news, is it shows that the emperor is wearing no clothes. If they're worried about DrudgeReport.com, if they're worried about Richard Belzer, they're worried about Alex Jones, they're worried about all of us not following along. We just saw a video, by the way, for radio listeners. It's CNN showing cell phone footage already uploaded, showing what looks like a pretty good-sized explosion and smoke. And so then they're saying at least a dozen. Oh, this looks really bad. Looks like somebody blew up bleachers. Oh, no. Oh, my God. I'm so sick of this.
And there's no word on who's claiming responsibility?
Who knows? But I know this. They got TSA ready to roll out nationwide. They're already doing it, but they've been. I've talked to insiders. They're going to be everywhere now, just federal checkpoints. I mean, can you believe this is as if you're going to stop anybody that wants to bomb something?
Well, I'm actually getting a little sick to my stomach, because when he said, you know, unfortunately, these are the times we live in. So then when we see soldiers at our kids' Little League game, we see soldiers, you know, everywhere. Well, we're supposed to feel safe.
Exactly. Notice how they've been already acclimating. Notice how they've already been in the news going. And soldiers are now at the kite festivals. They're at barbecues. They're searching people. And I've been telling people they're getting ready to hit soft targets all over the country. People say, well, who's the main motive here? Well, who stands to gain? When the government and the shadow government has been gearing up to roll out and be our savior, And they stand to gain from it. It's obvious. I mean, who's the number one suspect in this, Richard Belzer, as a journalist, as a crime writer in the past?
Whoever the suspect is, the government will appropriate it and create a narrative. And 90% of it probably, I'm just guessing, will be a fabrication to shape our thought of police and military and safety, and they're licking their chops. Even if this was a gas main, they still got to study how we reacted. And that's what they're, you know, that's why even, you know, events that they don't do, they study.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been a truck running over a gas main. I mean, all the time I see in the paper, a gas main blows up, kills 30 people. It's not even in the news. It's like back of the paper, you know, barely a blur. But I guarantee you, if 5 people die from this, all you'll hear is pell-mell Pavlovian. Be scared of the random man. Be scared. Only we can save you. I mean, just the response shows how fake all this is.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to predict that the hook for them is going to be, these are the times we live in, you know, and everyone will just surrender and let them, you know.
How much do you want to bet if you tune into all 5 networks, they're going to be saying, these are the times we live in. These are the exactly. They've always got something like, we got to give all our rights up now. This is the end of America as we knew it, 9/11. Why? Why give up all my rights because of another made-up narrative?
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting because clearly there are bad people, but there aren't millions of them. Or even thousands. You know what I mean? There's probably a few hundred people that are really demonic and crazy and might hurt us. You don't imprison 310 million people because there's a few hundred, you know, people that are, you know, whatever they are, drug addicts or crazy or, I mean, I don't know. But it's like we still have to take our shoes off. Because some plant from our government had this device that wouldn't have taken down the plane anyway.
Well, that's another thing. Even the New York Times and even the Washington Globe, of all places, have done reports the last few years about the 100-plus fake FBI deals where they find 75 IQ, mentally ill people, and then have them build a bomb and say, now blow up the Christmas tree just to take over the Christmas coverage. And every, I mean, I could go out, I would never do it, I don't want them to edit that, and find a mentally ill person, Richard, and for $10,000 have them, you know, drive a bomb wherever I wanted. I mean, the schizophrenic victims are everywhere.
No, that's an excellent point because, they know who to target and who to recruit. You know, like a lot of people, like you said before, Oswald was probably recruited much sooner than we ever suspected, but he was clearly chosen, you know, to be a fake defector and to have these false IDs. And, you know, he was much, one of them anyway, was very intelligent. And the other one may have been, you know, not as smart.
Well, the good news is, let's do one more segment. Richard Belzer, our guest, and sorry to callers, I got breaking news here, but I'll try to get to you, David in Colorado and others. Man, I tell you, All I know is they're like building up, like, get ready for soft target attacks at they even said marathons, sporting events, malls. We've got to search and body scan you at malls. You get ready, it's going to happen. And, oh, man, this is so out of control.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And we're going to try to stop the wave of false flag terror that's going to be blamed on us before it happens, but looks like that hadn't been the case. This may be blamed on Iran. If they try to blame it on Al-Qaeda, I'm not putting up with it when the government runs Al-Qaeda publicly. I mean, and just wait, like I said at the start of the show, until they start shooting down aircraft with the 10,000 heat-seeking missiles given to them by our government when they took over Libya. I mean, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at Twitter photos. If you've got children in the room, don't watch our video stream. people's arms, legs blown off. In fact, take down the InfoWars logo. You can see that guy with his face blown off and his leg blown off at the hip. Oh, my God. I mean, that's war, folks. When a predator drops a 1,000-pound bomb on a village, you'll have hundreds of people like soup. They did that to the Branch Davidians as well with a shape charge. So and I remember when they kill innocent people, they dehumanize them and don't even talk about it. And CNN and stuff won't show, you know, gun pod, helicopter footage of families getting shot. You put that on YouTube, they take down your account. But this, they'll be putting all this out. And you can see from helicopter the blood everywhere. So what it looks like is across the street from the bleachers in another seating area, or where a group of hundreds of people were standing to watch, somebody detonated multiple bombs, turning people into what looks like giant troughs of sloppy joes. And I'm sorry to have to give details here. Look at that. Oh, my gosh. It actually knocked people over 50, 60 yards away. Looks like it had some shrapnel involved in it. You can see runners blown over. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, Richard, let's throw this out. You know, you have these prosecutors getting killed. I said Mexican mafia or white supremacist, only because those are the groups that usually who aren't staged, who have the will to kill people. But with this, Muslim extremists, they're going to pin it on, or will they pin it on the new enemy, the Patriots? Go ahead.
Well, they have a menu of what will best serve their needs. I'm with you. I pray that it's not like Al-Qaeda, who we invented. You know, Osama bin Laden did not use the term Al-Qaeda until after 9/11. It was invented by us to use the RICO statute to ensnare him in some legal case. So he was never a mastermind. They just used him. He would fund different groups. Al-Qaeda is a myth that we use, as is the Muslim Brotherhood is scarier because they're real Nazis.
The British foreign minister said that, and they killed him like a week later. He said it's the name of a code name in a CIA database. Bin Laden works for us. Boom, heart attack, a week later.
When was that?
That was Robin Cook. I'm going from memory. Robin Cook.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And when you tell me that it seems like it was detonated from a different place, this is not an amateur, Alex. This was no amateur job. This was meant as an act of terror, either by our government or real terrorists or rogue elements within our government. You know, it's just, here we are, you know, speculating on what it is. We're suspending our natural instinctive desires and lives and not thinking about sustenance or our families or anything or anything spiritual. We're thinking about these limbs and people being exploded.
And it makes us focus in now on all the fear.
Yes.
And, oh, they've got to go ahead and take our guns. What if a terrorist goes to the Boston Marathon with guns next? Oh, my goodness. This is just unbelievable. And, I mean, have you seen the footage yet of people exploding?
No, I'm afraid to, frankly. It's going to make me sick because I know that in addition to the human suffering, people, human beings, you know, and that's another thing about the Kennedy assassination, a man was killed that day. You know, sometimes we lose sight of the fact. But, you know, human beings have been mangled, and we're all human, so collectively we're going to react to it. And so for guys like us, it's doubly sickening, just alone as a human, you know, the humanity of it. But we know that it's going to be used in some way or may have been perpetrated in some way. You know, that's what makes us twice as sick as the rest
of them. I would actually be happy if it was a random person and it actually came out, because that's not as scary as a big organized government. The media always says, Alex says the government did it, because that's not as scary as random people. No, what's scary is that a big, powerful organization's doing it and then posing as the savior and getting caught doing it over and over again. I mean, you talk about Vietnam. In those years from 59 until 64, it's been declassified, hundreds of bombings in the country to be blamed on the communists. And again, I'm no fan of the communists, but because they did stuff like that too. But it's just like governments just do this, folks.
Well, you know, the Hoover got rid of the FBI because there was a black FBI agent within it that helped bring it down. Hoover helped Eisenhower. The head of the American Communist Party. I'm not a fan of the communists either, but he was in the FBI. Every organization, that's why you have to be careful. A lot of organizations...
I'll tell you what, finish your point on the other side. I'm going overdrive this whole hour, and I'll be live tonight. We're doing InfoWars Nightly News live, and then we'll have the packages after 7 o'clock Central.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Ladies and gentlemen, I said I'd go to your phone calls, and I am, but I feel like I should wipe these calls clean, even though they've been holding some of them for an hour, to open the phones up for people in Boston. So what I want John Harmon to do is get these callers' number right now, and we will call them back tomorrow or later. We're going to go ahead and go live for at least two more hours today with the video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv. And the audio streams at Infowars.com. We're going to go ahead and go live, and we're going to have Jakari Jackson and David Knight in here live to take your phone calls and more. We'll get a couple video reports ready at the start of the next hour. We're going to go commercial free. We need a break while they get in here and get ready. And then they can also recap, and we'll be feeding them news as it breaks, and then I'll be able to tell you more. At 7 o'clock Central tonight, I will host InfoWars Nightly News live, which we've done 40, 50 times or so. So we've done it quite a bit. Like we had like a whole month where it was live every night. So because we're considering live show versus tape show, sometimes it's a mix. A bunch of special reports and stuff tonight. Again, I've been telling everybody this in the last few months, and longtime listeners know this. You notice I've turned the heat up. I've gotten more aggressive. I've said I'm committed. And I've also told you, and I've told my wife and the whole crew this, I've never, it's not even anxiety. It's just absolute, the feeling I had a few times in my life where somebody was about to walk around a corner out of the blue and mug me, and you're just like, why do I feel so bummed out? Why do I feel like there's danger? And then there it is. Or you wake up one day and you're driving to work and you go, man, why do I feel weird? And then you see cars run into each other and kids flying out, you know, on the Dallas Central Expressway. I've unfortunately probably seen 7 or 8, I start thinking about it more, fatality crashes in my life. I've pulled over when arms are chopped off and blood spraying, you know, 10 feet in the air. Oh, God. And I know that feeling right before it happens. There is a sixth sense. Ants, you know, birds, mammals even have more of it. We've just been taught it isn't there. And, again, the globalists are killing people all over the world, and I'm not feeling a disturbance in the force, you know, to be sarcastic. But that's really, you know, kind of what they're talking about there. We all have that sixth sense. I have been seeing a massive buildup. Not like it's not obvious. Billions of bullets, armored vehicles, prepare to arrest the Christians in mass. State police going public saying this is crazy. I drive around Austin now. We see TSA checkpoints and National Guard. You know, I can't go to like a succulent event. The city of Austin succulent event. In fact, I forgot about this. I drove by Zilker Park yesterday. They were having the succulent plant. A type of plant event. We're going to our guest here. And I looked and I go, there's troops again. I mean, I just troops everywhere. Okay, this is a rollout ahead of them taking everybody's bank account. Let me tell all the idiots out there that want to take other people's Second Amendment. They're going to take your money, too, and everything. And I guess it's for me the realization that I've been right about all this. Not that it was hard to be right. It's just, I get why people are in denial. Because what do you do when faced with evil? What do you do when it's just galloping and growing and oozing and threatening and killing? And again, I hope, you know, now they're saying, they're reporting a bunch of stuff right now. But, I mean, it shows a bunch of piles of bloody people. And, again, there are, it's not like it's a unicorn. Unicorns don't exist. There are real organic terror attacks that happen. They're very, very rare. They mainly happen in Israel in places. You know, when a woman goes on a bus and stabs 14 people. I mean, that's a crime of passion. That's real. But even most of that stuff that's come out, Israel, you know, created fake Al-Qaeda and stuff whenever they want to be able to take rights or something. All these governments do it. The Italian Supreme Court justice I was just talking about minutes before it happened, he came out last week and said Bilderberg's staging terror attacks, and here are the documents.
We got to keep an eye on him.
Better keep. And Richard, I'm ranting here, and I want to go to these calls.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're on the money. No, I'm glad you mentioned the Italian. Let's see what happens to him in the next month or two, how he's discredited and demonized. You know, Machiavelli, he said that what you do is you take a person's best quality and attack that, you know, not like make up something, you know. It's like that's what I wasn't a big fan of Kerry, but, you know, he did get shot. He was, you know, he had a uniform on, more than Bush did, and was in combat, but they made him into a wimp. You know, it's like you can make people's brains do tricks, and this thing is...
Well, exactly. Like, look at this bad person. They help children. That's because they want a grandstand. Yeah, you know, they can take anything and spin it. Yeah.
Yeah, and so we got to be real. I'm so glad you're staying on because and monitoring this because... as I learned with the assassination of John Kennedy, I studied what was said immediately after. You know, the first 24, 36, 48 hours, there was all kinds of stuff that just went away about multiple shooters and guys running away with guns. And, you know, just like, and they somehow just scrub all that. But that's why I'm glad that, you know, you have the facility and the bullhorn now to cover this event and give the alternative, which now is the real point of view, not the...
Well, listen, I'll be honest with you. We're going to go to people in Massachusetts right now.
Great.
We're going to open the phones up. But I mean, my point is, I'm going to be honest with you, Richard. We're going to go look at what our viewers pick up and what they email us. They will be the ones, and our listeners, that are going to analyze kind of like that real collective resistance in brain. And by 7 o'clock tonight, if there are any, you know, obvious signs or the system milking it or unification across all channels with talking points immediately, that'll be the telltale sign. If people can check their DVRs, folks...
Yeah,
and notice the exact same scripting minute one. Then you
key
know it's
phrases, key phrases.
Because sometimes there's real events, and different networks will go with different angles, and it turns out it's a real event. If they're all minute one, the same script like 9/11 or JFK, you know the fix is in.
Exactly, and I like you said, I hope it. Let us take calls, but I hope it is just some random person and not, you know, a plot.
I'm sure you've heard that talking point where they go, they think the government was involved because they want to believe somebody's in control. And it's scarier that random people could do this. What do you mean? It's 100 times scarier. Organized evil.
Yeah. And random people don't do medical experiments on their own people.
Exactly. And think how many times our government's done that. They're not having CNN reports about how scary it is, the thousands of lethal secret tests on little kids, troops, black people. 800-259-9231. And we go to the next hour. We'll give out our local number. It's toll free, but our number here. And again, our regular phone guy is actually sick today. We got a bunch of people sick today, so our crew is limited. But we're going to do this. Great job to the crew, by the way. You guys are all entering. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh,
what?
My gosh. I just realized it's Patriots Day in Massachusetts, and April 19th is the national one. Oh, my gosh. That bumps up the death con that they're going to blame it on a Patriot group. Anyways, I'm sorry. I'm just brainstorming here.
No, that's very astute.
John Bowen just said it. In fact, if that's Patriots Day in Massachusetts where it all started, and then the 19th is a few days later when the big stuff happened. Folks, here is the... here is the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. What have you noticed watching the news? That's just as important as if you're even in Mass, but particularly if you're in Boston. I know we have listeners everywhere. 800-259-9231. Please only call if you have a tidbit of key intel or if you were there or have family that was there. 800-259-9231. And I pray that those bombed with their legs blown off and their faces blown off survive. And I just pray for everybody, whoever your God is, folks. This is just horrible. And again, this could be the start of a whole bunch of this stuff, okay? Because they're saying the libertarians will start bombing everything. And then if it starts happening and they blame it on us, if it comes out and they say it's a libertarian group, folks, we are in deep crap. It means they're going ahead with it. If they say it's Iran, there is no way Iran would pull something like this.
No, they wouldn't.
Knowing that they're going to get clobbered. My goodness. Let's go ahead and talk to Mel in Mass. You're on the air with Richard Belzer and Alex Jones. What a day to come on, Richard.
I know. I mean, it's amazing.
Go ahead, Mel. You're on the air from Mass. Where are you in Massachusetts?
I'm in the Worcester area. I was actually out painting the house, and I heard you, you know, just talk about the marathon and the explosion. And I remember I was listening to how you said right away, you know, they said it's the times we live in. So I came in, I flipped on the Channel 5, and they described it's organized chaos. I mean, where we heard that before? And then they're now it's almost like they've been listening to your show because they're like, well, it's too early to say what's going on here.
No, it's already begun. I'm going to put you on hold. Guys, rewind CNN right now. Rewind it to that the minute. They're now saying, were there right-wing or patriot meetings in the area?
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. And that's CNN doing that? Oh. Wolf Blitzer, we are in trouble. Oh, man. I bet they even dragged me into it with my 1776 line. And Boston. I'm sorry, Richard. Go ahead.
No, you're right. It's all the symbolism. Boston, the Tea Party, Patriots Day. So, you know.
I was saying the whole earlier show that they're going to do a false flag and blame Patriots, and I just feel it. And that because the caller said, who loses is who shoots first, like Boston. And I said, yeah, or Bunker Hill. But I said, yeah, but they'll shoot first and say we did it. You see what I'm saying? They'll shoot first for us, Richard.
Yeah, it's like Hitler would kill Polish soldiers and put German uniforms on them and drag them across the border and then invade the country.
Exactly. Operation Gleiwitz, which was part of Operation Himmler.
Exactly.
Oh, man, I'm sick of it. Boy, I tell you, let me ask you this, Rich. I don't know if you believe in this, but has your Spidey sense been off the chart lately? Just like
what?
Your Spidey sense.
You notice earlier in the day, Matt, any special Patriots Day events going on? Anything pointing to a special day in Massachusetts?
Well, it's always a special day, Patriots Day. Everyone gets the day off from work for the most part, and it's two huge events in Boston. It's not only the Boston Marathon, where 25,000-plus people run, but I believe it's always opening day of Fenway. They also have that going on. So it's a traffic nightmare in a way, but it's probably one of the busiest days in downtown Boston.
So it is a holiday, and people, a lot of people don't go to work, and is there no school today either?
Correct. There's no school on Patriots Day in Massachusetts.
So the kids are home. They're watching either the marathon
or watching
the Boston Red Sox play over at Fenway Park. That game is now over. And
notice the bombing happened right where they've got the United Nations display with a bunch of flags. I'm telling you, Richard, this is looking worse by the minute. Guys, keep Googling. Find out if anybody's taking responsibility for this yet. This is now Reach Red. I'm sorry, Richard. I ask you if your Spidey sense was starting to tingle lately.
Well, I'm glad you asked me. It's a good metaphor because I was in France for 5 weeks writing, and I just turned off everything, and I started getting depressed, and not just for the Kennedy thing, but just for the way what I've been learning about the degree to which the government it really controls even more than I thought, and I think I'm up to date on it, but it got darker and darker, and I started sensing that something's going to happen in this country. I don't know what it is. It just seemed inevitable. And, you know, I was, you know, usually when I go to France, you know, it's beautiful and I'm relaxed. But I was depressed there, which I never get depressed there. So you're right. I felt something portentous in the air. I didn't know what it was. I thought maybe because I'm studying Kennedy so much. But I knew it was broader and bigger. And this thing is just... it's making me ill because they're going to use it no matter who did it.
Exactly, and it can blame it on Muslims, libertarians, liberals, who knows. But
how dare Wolf Blitzer pose a question like that? That's directly from Fort Detrick, I guarantee you, to say, was there any patriot groups around? Why couldn't you say, were there any Martians there? Were there any aliens there?
That's a tell.
Come on, man.
I got to get, oh, my God, this is red alert. Let's see what Drudge is saying. I'm going to go back to the caller here, and then I'll report on what Drudge is saying with Richard Belzer. Two explosions developing, report at least three dead. Okay, bad news. DrudgeReport.com is reporting three dead. People missing limbs. Yeah, I've seen that video. We've been showing it. So be careful out there if you got your children with you. Explosions at Boston Marathon, and then down here, Californians moved to ban and seize guns. Meanwhile, with gold plunging... what could this signify? Dowskids 200. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. I'm telling you, I told my wife this morning. I told the listeners when I went on air today. I told the crew I can barely do this show. I mean, I just every time they're about to roll out some psyop, and I'm not trying to get into mumbo jumbo here. I just can't help it, Richard.
Well, no, your antenna, you're not like me. I mean, my antenna has been buzzing for years, but it seems to be getting red hot, and all a constellation of events is occurring all at the same time. Now, everything we feared, it used to be a little here, a little there, but now you got, you know, busting the whistleblowers, false flag events, the drones, putting troops in the street, invading our privacy beyond our, you know, they do listen literally. This is not an exaggeration. They do listen literally to every single phone call in this country.
And they admit it now. Just 6 years ago, Bush got caught lying about it. It was a scandal. Now it's like, yeah, we're watching everything.
Yeah, he said, we have lawyers that, you know, said it was okay.
Yeah, let's go back to Mel. Mel, I apologize, just that breaking news happened. What do you think of Wolf Blitzer going, oh, it's Patriot Day. Was there any Patriot events in the area? I mean, Mel, I'm telling you, this is looking bad. Mel, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, it's funny because I forgot today is Patriots Day. So,
no, it's the income tax day. Watch him blame an anti-income tax guy. And notice, they never actually bomb a real target. It's always the general public so they can scare us and then act like anti-government groups would actually just target the general public. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you on that. And it's just fun, you know, like on 9/11, too. I mean, the planes came from Boston. This is where, you know, when we came across and left England, this is where we started settling, you know, Plymouth Rock and everything. It's just, I think it's very symbolic, you know.
No, Eric, that's interesting that you mentioned that, that the planes took off from Boston, how symbolic Boston is. Because the guys who dressed up like Native Americans and threw boxes of tea in the water just came out of a Mason meeting.
Man, I tell you, the Green Dragon Inn or Green Dragon Bar, man, I tell you, this is just ridiculous. I'm almost speechless at this point. I'm going to have to regroup, get the other crew in here after we take some more calls. Richard, we'll get you out of here in about 6-7 minutes.
Whatever you need, Alex, whatever you need.
We're about to go to break, and I've got to go probably just lay down.
Please, I'm going to.
I'm going to just lay down, reset. And just try to, you know, because here's the deal, guys. It's the darkness growing. I mean, you can feel it. And, I tell you, we got a bunch of other news. CNN, 2 blasted Boston Marathon of injured 6 people. 3 dead, they're now reporting. One of the bombs came from a dumpster-type can by the restaurant. One was inside a building, 3rd possible, at a Meridian Hotel. So they're now talking about 3 bombs, at least 3 dead. Continual coverage with video feeds at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and DrugsReport.com. Of course, has, as usual, the best coverage.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
All right, I'm going to say bye to Rick. Richard Belzer here in a moment. We're going to take more calls from Massachusetts. I'm going to go into fourth hour, fifth hour. This is the end of the fourth hour. Completely commercial-free audio and video streams at Infowars.com. Have the IT folks put a free video stream up for everyone like we did during the election. We can fire up the PrisonPlanet.tv streams for everybody. Get Kurt Nimmo to add it. I'm going to ask Shikari Jackson and Rob Dew and crew to host the next 3 hours with David Knight. And then I will go live tonight when we know more at 7 o'clock. You know, we'll go to about 5 or so with live coverage. And then we can gear up for to go live at 7 o'clock. And I want that stream given to the web guys free to everybody, PrisonPlanet.tv. We have to pay for the bandwidth, folks, but we have enough members and stuff to be able to do that. I mean, we get like 300,000 people to tune in. I will get a $20,000 bill, but it doesn't matter. I've got to be able to respond to these people. So be sure and buy books, buy videos, support us, buy the bumper stickers, just all of it. This is an all-out info war. And I think people are beginning to understand. The crew's completely freaked out because I walked in here the day before Sandy Hook, and I said, something bad's about to happen. And I only do this, and today I said, I'm physically sick. They're getting ready to, I said on air, they're getting ready to blow stuff up. And I said, they're going to do their own shot heard around the world to blame it on us. So like Lexington and Concord, and this is the day it happened at that place.
Yeah.
I mean, my God. I said Bin Laden will blow, they'll say Bin Laden blew up the World Trade Center. And they're going to blame it on him, and he'll take the blame. And I said that July 25th. I don't know how I know this stuff. It's like, you know, little, I need my own 1-800 number, start reading horoscopes or something. No, I mean, it's not that. Folks, I get their script. And they may blame it on Muslims anyways. I don't know what they're going to do. But right now, it's Patriots Day.
Yeah.
It's April 19th. Now, if you don't pay your money to the Federal Reserve, you're a terrorist. And Rob Dew talks about his brother-in-law constantly, who he has arguments with, who works for, what is it, the Defense Intelligence Agency?
He's in the Army.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. People are going to get mad you're talking about this. The point is, I'm just going to hold Richard Belzer over a little bit, too, because I want to have a final comment. But I'm going to break this now. Rob Dew, news director. Your wife's brother.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife's brother. Tell people what happened to him today. He was in command.
Well, I would not get.
Well, no, you told me. Well, he was in command of the military there because I saw a troop. Tell me what you told me out there.
I'll tell you what he was running the race today.
Yeah, running the race. Yeah. Okay.
Running it.
I misunderstood because I saw Army there.
No.
He was running in the race.
Running in the race.
Okay, got it.
And they had Army there.
He
went with Army in a bus, and they were running. Well, yeah, I guess I could see how you misconstrued.
Well, I mean, you just told me this when we were during the break. You're like, because
right.
I knew he ran in stuff. I knew he was in intelligence domestically, so that I just got it wrong. Go ahead.
So he was running the race, and at some point they pulled him from the race and said, you're dehydrated. You need to go to the hospital. And so they sent him to the hospital, and what my wife told me. And
wasn't that nice of them?
She was getting.
Just like Mayor Willie Brown got the call not to fly. Right. Oh, my God.
His wife told my wife that he's in the hospital now, but he would have been crossing.
Just center that camera.
That the bombs did go off.
Start over, because see, I misread what you said, and we're going to get Belzer's take. Yeah. We're going to go to break, go commercial free, and go back to Belzer. Start over, because I was interrupting. Because right before you went live, and I drug you in here, you go, oh my gosh, I just got off the phone, you know, my wife, her brother, he was running the race, you know, he's in, you know, domestic military operations, he's the guy that I argue with all the time, and he was going to be right there, and they made him go to the hospital. I said, what, they drug him? Like, oh, yeah. He's in command, now I get it. They're like, you need to go.
Right.
That's like Mayor Willie Brown told not to fly on 9/11 the day before.
Yeah, it's very crazy. Now, that's
stay there. Richard Belzer, what's your take on that?
Well, I'm rarely speechless, but the fact that they pulled him out means now we know it is a domestic operation.
Oh, my God. If he wasn't really sick, did he say he was sick?
That's what I don't know.
They're going to tell him to shut up. Call him right now.
That's what I don't
know. Call him right now.
All right.
Call him right now.
All right.
Before, I shouldn't even have. This is breaking right now. I am living.
They're saving their own people. That's what they do.
Yeah, they save their own people every time. Oh, my God.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.